You're listening to BBC Learning English.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC Business Class。最近几期节目中，我们在一起讨论 teamwork 团队合作，尤其是西方企业里的团队合作。我们的商务专家 Leslie Evans 强调说，当你刚加入一个新的工作团体时，恰当的礼仪是非常重要的。董庄和语言专家 Simon Cuthy 将通过几个例子来分析说明 Leslie 强调的这一点注意事项。Simon 将给六位同学讲解一段录音，在此段录音中，我们会听到一个新的雇员在工作的第一天是如何有礼貌地提出一些请求的。
Let's now listen to someone who's joining a new team. Jackie is starting an internship at a company and needs help on her first day. Her boss isn't there, so she's asking for help from other people in the office. As you listen to these clips, make a note of any polite English that you hear.
在下面这段录音当中，我们将听到的是 Jackie 在一家公司第一天实习的一段对话。他需要办公室里的一个同事呢帮他一个忙，请大家留意听他在寻求帮助的时候使用的礼貌用语。
Excuse me, hi, my name's Jackie.
Hello, I'm Neil.
Hello, I just started today. I was wondering if you could help me. I've been asked to read the company's annual report.And apparently it's on the hard drive, but I can't quite find it. I was wondering if you could give me a hand.
Oh, right, yeah. I'll show you where it is, but I'll just copy the link and email it to you. That's probably the easiest thing.
Thank you. That would be great.
No problem.
Hi there. Sorry to bother you.
That's okay.
My name's Jackie. I'm an intern here. I just started today.
Hi, Jackie. How's it going?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
I was wondering if you could help me. Paul is my boss, and he said that I would need access to the intranet.
Yeah.
The problem is I'm not quite sure what the password is, so is there any chance you know what it is?
Yeah, of course. The password is the same for everybody, Jackie, and it's bubble, B-U-B-B-L-E, like soap bubble.
Bubble?
Yeah.
Okay, thank
all right.
you.
Anything else I can help you with?
No, that's all. Thanks very much. Sorry to bother you.
You're very welcome. No problem.
So what polite English did you hear in that clip? Anybody? Rung.
Firstly, she used excuse me to brought others' attention, and then she used I was wondering if you could give me a hand.
Very good. Yeah, that's I was wondering if was used quite a lot, actually, throughout the exchange, wasn't it? Good.
Yeah.
Somebody else? Another point? Kevin.
She also mentioned, is there any chance for you could help me? It's kind of a very polite way to ask for help. And I think also sheintroduce herself every time, and I think that's a very good way to show politeness.
Yeah, that's a good point as well. And I like the first point you made. Is there any chance that you could... Good. Was there one more thing that anybody noticed to do with apologising?
Yes, she mentioned that she was bothering her colleagues.
Good. Yeah. What was the phrase? Did you get the phrase?
Sorry for bothering you.
Yeah, good, yeah. Sorry to bother you, she said. Yeah, good. So we've got a few different phrases there. Sorry to bother you is a good one to use on your first day when you need to ask somebody for help.
Hi there, sorry to bother you.
That's okay.
My name's Jackie. I'm an intern here. I just started today.
And this phrase, I was wondering, we heard this quite a few times as well.
I was wondering if you could help me. I was wondering if you could give me a hand.
Jean, sorry to bother you.
No, that's fine. What is it?
Well, I was wondering if you could explain those two points in Chinese for me.
Yes, of course, Simon. 在英语里呢，经常使用到的这两个礼貌的问话，一个是 sorry to bother you, 不好意思打搅你一下。另一个是 I was wondering if you could, 我不知道你是否能够怎么怎么样。如果大家是第一天上班想打听事情或者问问题的话，这两个说法都能用得到。
Okay, now thinking about the language that we just looked at, jet, it's your first day working for a company, okay? I want you to ask Simi to show you how to work the photocopier.
好，那么下面我们请 Jet 问 Simi 复印机的使用方法。
Okay. Hi, sorry to bother you. My name is Jet. I'm a new employee here. I just started today, and I was wondering if you could give me a handjust to show me how this photocopier works.
Of course.
Very good. Very nice.
您现在收听的是 BBC Business Class 语言专家。 别忘了，你听到的这段录音只是我们完整节目的一小部分。想收听更多的内容，并且了解我们的学生如何挑战商务环境中各种英语语言技巧 language challenges， 那就请登录我们的网站 bbcukchina.com， 然后点击 BBC Business Class。在 BBC Business Class 下期节目中，我们将邀请商务专家 Joanna Dodd 谈谈在做 presentation 商务演示时的技巧。他认为商务演示有三点至关重要，是哪三点呢？欢迎收听我们下期节目。
BBCUKChina.com